Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
So many of us go to our doctors and get blood tests, and then when we get the results, they tell us everything is fine. Well, I had that happen to me, and I thought, I'm still not feeling fine. And they say, well, the blood tests are normal. Well, what does that mean? Andrea, have you been in this experience where you're told your blood tests are normal, but you still feel like there's something going on?
Yes, and I actually had the reverse happen to me, which is why I'm excited to have today's guest on, because he helped show me how blood tests can be inaccurate, actually on both sides.
Oh, terrific. Absolutely. Well, that guest is, it's Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Dr. Teitelbaum, jump right in.
Why don't we go ahead today and give people a holiday present of giving their lives back. So for listeners out there, and Lisa, Andrew, both of you have seen what this is like. If you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, if you have high cholesterol, infertility, or even if you're pregnant, what we're going to talk about today can literally save your life and even save your baby's life. Because it used to be in the old days, guys, that people would come in, we would treat the person, and then we use the tests to add a little more information after we talk to you and examine the person. But nowadays, you may as well not even be in the room. The doctor just wants to see what the blood test shows, and you mean there's a person involved? It's like that. It gets really, really sad. So we're starting to lose the art of medicine, and people need to go back to getting their power again. We're going to teach you how. So like I say, if you have unexplained fatigue, unexplained pain, you can't lose weight, you're wearing sweaters and everybody else is wearing T-shirts, you're freezing all the time, that high cholesterol, even infertility, we're going to teach you some real important stuff today.
So, Dr. Teitelbaum, what would be a good place for people to start? So, if we're looking at blood, as being something that the regular conventional medical world uses, what would you recommend that they do either in addition to taking the blood test or maybe an alternative?
Well, just understanding what the blood test means and what the normal range means, because your doctor will not know what the normal range means in most cases. All the normal range means is they take 100 people and they apply a statistical norm called two standard deviations. That means if you test 100 people, the 95 in the middle are defined as the normal range. And a simple way to understand this more in day-to-day life, if I wanted to find a normal range for shoe sizes, I would take I'd take 100 people, measure their shoe sizes, and I would get a normal range of 4 to 13. That would be the normal range. Now, the way that most doctors are handling it, if you come and you say, I live in Hawaii, and say, Lisa, Andrew, you guys came to Hawaii, and we take our shoes off at the door because it's a volcano. We don't want to track the volcano into the house, the lava. So now we leave, and you're wearing my size 13, and I'm wearing your size 8. And we go to the shoe doctor, and we say, Doctor, the shoes are too big. They're falling off me. He goes, no, honey, it's a size 13. It's in the normal range. And I go in with her size 8, and I say, it's too small. I say, nope, Jacob, it's smack dab in normal range. I say, my toe doesn't fit in the dang thing. And he'd look at me like I'm crazy and say, the test is normal. You're fine. So you can see how absurd that is for shoe sizes, and it's equally absurd for thyroid. So here's what you do, folks. You go by how you feel. And I'll mention the symptoms again because these are the hallmarks. If you have unexplained fatigue with weight gain or cold intolerance, if you have high cholesterol, in men, high cholesterol will be often go down if you treat the thyroid or if you treat the low testosterone. In women, if you treat the low thyroid, the cholesterol often comes right down without medication. For those of you with unexplained infertility, if you take a little bit of thyroid hormone, a lot of times you're going to get pregnant. I tell people these days, look, I'm going to treat you when they come in having had infertility. I say, I want to treat these different things, but don't go telling people this is Dr. Teitelbaum's baby, okay? Because I have people out there that keep smiling and saying, because they get pregnant when you do these things. And they get pregnant, they feel better. And for those of you who are pregnant, there's a simple blood test called the thyroid antibody, an anti-TPO antibody, that the studies show that if that's positive, and it very often is, your miscarriage rate goes up from the normal 3% to 12%. But if the test is positive and you give a little bit of thyroid, the miscarriage rate goes totally back down to normal. But doctors don't even check that test. So it's a simple, cheap test. So these are simple things where here's how you get the help. You know, if you have these symptoms, tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you deserve a trial of thyroid hormone, period. Pretty much regardless of what the blood tests show. And if your regular doctor won't do it, you go to a holistic doctor, and there's over 2,000 board-certified holistic physicians in the United States. You go to the website www.abihm.org, not .com, but .org, and you'll have over 2,000 board-certified holistic doctors. Pick one. They know to treat the person and not simply the blood test.
Oh, that is fantastic. That makes such a difference. And it sounds like you would want to see that kind of physician, I would think, for no matter what situation you're in, wouldn't you think, Dr. Tidebaum?
Yeah. The thing is that insurance usually won't cover holistic doctors because the doctor will spend more time with you. The average doctor visit is 6 minutes. And if you're feeling really poorly, you need to listen to the person, and the insurance company won't pay for that. So for your day-to-day things, go to your regular family doctor, let the insurance pay for it. But if you have something the insurance is just not handling well, or I say your doctor is not handling well, find a holistic doctor. It'll make a big difference. And for those of you out there who are tired, let me give you another free tool to use. We have what we call a free energy analysis program. It'll analyze your symptoms and even your lab tests if you have them available, but the lab tests are optional. They point to the same place as the symptoms usually. If you go to the website, www.endfatigue, so endfatigue.com, do the free energy analysis program. It'll analyze your symptoms, analyze your blood tests if you have them available, and tell you what's causing your fatigue and how to optimize your energy.
So, Dr. Tidebaum, this would really take, cover the thyroid. It will cover adrenals. I mean, I guess what would the End Fatigue website, what other parts of the body would that website cover if people wanted to, I guess if they're just not feeling well?
All of it. It'll look for hormonal problems across the board. It'll look for sleep disorders, look for things low iron. Iron's another one where the blood tests, mm-hmm. and you probably see this, Andrea, often, if your ferritin blood test for iron is over 12, the doctor will say it's normal. But the research shows that misses 88% of people with the most severe form of low iron. And that low iron can be a real problem. It can cause no brain. It can also cause infertility, cause it to be cold intolerant, tired, just feeling really, really poorly. So, again, you got to understand what the tests mean instead of just going, oh, it's in the normal range. Must be fine. You know, even if the person's lying down on the floor.
I love that you say that because I know, we only have maybe a minute left to finish this conversation. It goes so fast. But I do want to vouch for Dr. Tidebaum, and I know Lisa can vouch as well. You helped me so much, Dr. Tidebaum, in terms of reading my blood test and really explaining to me, what it means and what those numbers mean. And I know that we're going to work together to really kind of change the way both Lisa and I feel and have more energy. And I just want to say thank you and for everything that you're doing. And like you said, for people who want to learn a little bit more, visit Dr. Tidebaum's website, endfatigue.com. He really is a guru when it comes to, anything, like he just said, whether it's our hormones, our thyroid, reading blood tests. So thank you so much, Dr. Tidebaum, for being on our show today.
Always a pleasure.
Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.